You went to Houston.
Yeah, I went to Houston from Tulsa. That was at a time when they were establishing a space center down there. They had just gotten big league football, and baseball were still new there, and it was very exciting time.
And one of the things you covered there was the last of the one-man Mercury space flights.
Right. My first day, I walked into the bureau. I had to cover a news conference in which they released the after-operations report on Carpenter's orbital flight. UPI keeps score, they did, on which papers use which wire service on everything, and I did very well with that, and that got me off to a good start. I got a lot of play with it.
The last of the one-man Mercury space flight, the last flight, as I understand, was with L. Gordon Cooper.
Right.
And it was the first U.S. manned flight to last an entire day.
Yeah.
You covered that.
Yes, I covered, if I remember right, I was in Oklahoma, actually. I wound up in Oklahoma because I remember on Cooper's flight, I was at his mother's house over near Tecumseh.
How was it you were at his mother's house?
Well, I was working for UPI, but not at the Houston Bureau. We covered the families of all of these, and that was what I did at Houston. The Shiraz flight is the one that I remember from Houston because I had a telephone in a tree, installed in a tree in his neighbor's yard across the street from his...
From Wally Shiraz's house.
Yeah. It was kind of one of these watch things where you hope you don't have any news. What you want is for everything to go well, and you don't have to worry about getting too much reaction. And then when the flight's over, then you interview the families.
We might mention here for the record that Wally Shiraz was of the original seven astronauts, Scott Carpenter, John Glenn,
right.
Gus Grissom, Deke Slayton, Alan Shepard, Gordon Cooper, and Wally Shiraz.
Right.
Did you ever interview any of the astronauts?
Well, I met some of them and talked to them, asked questions at press conferences.
But then you talked to some of their families.
Yeah, their families. I think there was one Mercury flight and one Gemini flight during that period that you can look there and see. But one of the flights I covered from Oklahoma City, and that was to go to Cooper's house.
And first of the two-man Gemini flights you were covering, Project Gemini was a second human space flight program, which operated between Projects Mercury and Apollo, which was all leading, of course, to land humans on the moon.
Right. The most important thing that happened down there while I was there was that President Kennedy came down to repeat his announcement that he had made in Washington a day earlier that we would send a man to the moon, that that had been approved and it would be done. Now, Teresa's father, Carter Bradley, was by that time chief clerk of the Senate Space Committee, working for Senator Bob Kerr. And he had a lot to do with the legislation that authorized that and made it possible for Kennedy to make that nomination. So he came down to Houston from time to time, and I saw him. I remember one trip he made down there, and we talked and went out, and he introduced me to a lot of people out at the center, you know. At that time, I had no idea that he was going to be my father-in-law.
Yeah.
We were just good friends.
Were you there then when President Kennedy came and reiterated his statement, and you remember all that scene?
Oh, yeah. That was great. The stadium there full of people, and Houston is nothing if not civic-minded and proud of this, and they had a huge parade and the whole works.
So did you cover it as a...
Oh, yeah.
And you wrote a story about that.
Kennedy. Yeah, I did most of this by phone. They had rewrite people do the story. So I get a lot of credit for really just being a leg man when other people were actually doing the writing. But yes,
so,
I covered the story, had my byline on it.
You were just on the phone talk back to United Press.
Actually, in this case, talking back to the Bureau in Dallas.
UPI in Dallas. And you were just telling them what went on.
Right.
And then somebody there actually wrote the story for you.
More or less.
Did that go on a lot in the business?
I should have done a better job of just dictating stories myself. I learned to do that in time, but a lot of time I depended on other people and editors. That's true of everything, as you know. I did cover it, and I must have given some good information because we did very well with the story. And I have a thing from New York. That's the highest accolade you can get. If New York is happy with it, all's well with the world, you know.
So do you think your story made it, say, into the New York Times?
Made a lot of papers all over the country.
You were the eyes and ears.
I was the eyes and ears, and I got the byline. even though some other guy may have actually written the lead and the text that did the job.
So did something come out of that for you professionally?
No, not directly, but it didn't hurt, because that's what you're trying to do, is get in the papers. Mostly what came out of that for me, I mean, this is exciting stuff. Kennedy, he's a great showman and great with the press. So he came up to the Space Center. In later days, of course, security really got tough. And so the press is blocked off and kept behind ropes. But he's walking around the Space Center, and these guys are showing this is this. So a guy like me, I can just walk along behind him there and listen to everything that's said.
Did you ask him a direct question?
Oh, no. This is a planned deal. They wouldn't want to interrupt anything there. And other guys were doing the same thing, but I'm just thinking, I can't believe I'm here.
But you were within a few feet of him.
Oh, yeah. He had come down there on the same errand, partly. He visits to Texas, always involved trying to straighten out political problems down there. And I wrote a good story about that. Also, pointing out that this wasn't all about the space program, that he had Conley.
John Conley.
With the real conservative wing of the Democratic Party. Kennedy was trying to straighten that out.
So he and John Conley, he wanted to be closer to,
right,
and
well,
fix that.
He wanted to keep Conley out of trouble with people there and settle quarrels. LBJ always had some problem there too, and he was trying to patch things up, peace in the family sort of thing.